Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so happy to be with you today. Cut that off a little bit short, but this is another fabulous, fantastic, wonderful day in the universe. Had a little bit of idea there in that, you know, with, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? It's a fantastic day in the neighborhood. So this is a fantastic universe that we live in. I know some of you are jumping with joy from yesterday's Super Bowl, and some are sad and frustrated that Carolina couldn't hold on to the ball. I mean, come on, you know. I watched the first half, and I watched the halftime show. I kind of like Bruno Mars. And then as the second half began and Carolina kept messing up, I just said, okay. And somebody said, oh, she rooted for Carolina. Well, then, so I was just kind of, whoever wins and, you know, the person that makes the least mistakes will win the Super Bowl. And looks like it wasn't Carolina. Anyhow, but I'm sorry for those of you who were really disappointed yesterday. And I just kind of seen some things posted on Facebook how the game was not a very good game. It was not, there was better games during the season than the Super Bowl game. But I look at it and there's a lot of hype. And yeah, the people who, you know, got to the point and won enough games to be there, you expect them to give you a really good performance, because that's what it is. It's a performance. Each and every time that you're on a stage, and in that case, the stage is a football field, you want a good performance. When you are on the stage of your job, you want to give a good performance. When I was teaching for IBM and for Hewlett Packard, some Monday mornings I get up and I'd go in, and I really did not feel well. I did not, and I was feeling just miserable and unhappy, and, well, not unhappy, but just not feeling up to par. But something amazing happened when I stepped in front of the classroom to start to teach. Energy came. It is a show. Must go on. And doing the best that you can, being the best that you can be, under the circumstances, and even better, because my students didn't care that I wasn't feeling good. They cared about learning what they needed to learn. So it's the same thing each time I come here on air. I may not feel the best sometimes. And sometimes I haven't gone to bed until very late. But I want to make sure that I share with you information that will help you live your life easier and better. And you say, easier? And I go, yeah, because when you change your thinking, when you think in the positive, and I'm not just talking about always smiling and putting your best face forward and that type of thing, but knowing deep down inside of you that you have been given power of choice, power to mentally create your life and have that mental creation show up. And that's the essence of our show today. Your castle in the sky, fantasy or reality. Because before anything comes into your life, before you anything, or you do anything, or be a person, or be whatever, go anywhere, there is a thought behind it. So the thought is the cause that show up in your life is the effect. So let's take a moment now to go within and just calm ourselves down and to relax ourselves. Many times I've said that this show isn't about pumping you up energetically in the sense that we keep moving fast and we get the Bruno Mars music on or the Beyonce movie music on, but things that are going to slow you down just a little bit and slow you down so that you can hear the voice within. The voice of the God within you and inside of you. Within you, the kingdom of God is inside of you, and you need to go within, not without, but within. And so I want you to take a deep breath in and out. If you're operating machinery of any kind, driving, then I don't want you to close your eyes. You can listen and you can relax. If you still need a certain amount of tension to manage that equipment. But if you're in a position, just close your eyes and sit and relax. If you're in bed listening to this, sit up because I don't want you to fall asleep. Deep breath in and out and feel your body relax. Feel your head, any tension in your forehead and your scalp. Just tell your body, just relax. You know, if you don't know how to relax, you haven't relaxed in so long, think of Jell-O. You know, Jell-O just kind of squigglies and jiggles, right? And it just kind of jiggles. Just think of your scalp just being so loose and your forehead and your cheeks and your neck. Your whole body is just like Jell-O. It is really relaxed. There is a power and presence in the universe that we recognize and we call by many names. That power and presence of God is in everything. It created everything out of itself, and everything contains it, including you and I. Just a little bit of peace. So when you say that you are a child of God, this is true. True, because just like you have the DNA of your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents, you have the DNA of the Most High, the creator of the universe. And the creator of the universe doesn't make junk. So you are worthy. You are magnificent. You are a creator. The key is that you want to learn to consciously create your life. And so therefore, you have to learn the secrets that have been before you all of your life, but you weren't hearing them. You've heard them in church. You've heard them in school. You've heard them on TV. You've heard them from your parents, but they have been clouded and covered, and you want to uncover those secrets of creating the life that you desire. First of all, you have to be grateful, and grateful for the things that are in your life today. Everything is good. Even if you feel it is bad, it is good. Because you are learning, you are expanding, you are overcoming. You are learning to ask for the help that you need. And you do that in prayer and meditation. But you always, secret number one, you always, always ask for what you want and do not dwell on what you do not want. So if there's poverty in your life, you don't talk about poverty. You talk about wealth, about abundance. And all things, there are abundant things in your life right now. Things may seem difficult and hard, but there are abundance in your life. How many, you got friends? You got one friend? It's abundant. There are people who have no friends. Do you have food on your table, even if it's ramekin noodles or beans or rice or spaghetti or potatoes or, you know, you're abundant. Be grateful and thankful for yourself. Look at the things that are there. And the idea said even if you're homeless, there is something that you are grateful for. And there are ways for all of us to change our circumstances. We just have to ask and become focused. So say thank you. Thank you for whatever is in your life and look at it as abundant. And what is it that you want more of in your life? What is it, one thing that you want to come into your life? Is it a good job? Is it a new place to live? Is it a love of your life? What is it, one thing that is so very important to you right now? Think of that one thing. What does it mean to you? What will it mean to you when it comes into your life? What will it look like? What will it be like? How will you feel inside when that one thing shows up in your life? Focus on that one thing. Focus on what it would be like. So if you're looking for a place to live, what does it look like in your mind's eye? What does it feel like? When you're in that ideal place, what will you do? Picture your main living area. Picture it. You know, are the walls a bright color, or are they white or cream? And what is one thing that you would do in that room when it is yours? What is one thing that when that happens, you will go, oh, I'm in my ideal place? Because as you think about it, as you create it in your mind, it will show up in your life. Believe that. Are you thinking of a job? What kind of job? What will it look like? Will you be in an office? Will you be in a retail store? Will you be working out of your home? And when you're in that ideal job, how much will you be bringing in? How much income will be coming into your home? Make it reasonable. If you're making $2,000 a month, don't say 100 or 20 or even 15. If you're making 2,000 a month, look, stretch it to 5. But something that is within your emotional place. Think about that. Think about what that job looks like. Are you the boss or do you have a boss? What kind of boss do you want? Your ideal job and your ideal place. Do you know what that is? If you don't, then ask. What is it that I need to know? That I need to do? To find out what my ideal job is. Or in anything that you desire and you're not quite sure of how to get there, you're not quite sure of what you need, just repeat after me, I command. That I know what I need. Or what I need to change, or what I need to bring into my life, what I need to do in order to whatever it is that you want to do. Find a new job, meet a new mate, and say, now, and it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing into our lives the things that we need and that we require and that we ask, but all we have to do is ask. Thank you. It is done. It is so. So today I went a little bit longer, but it's part of the lesson of today, your castle in the sky. Fantasy or reality, because before you create the life you want, you've got to know what it looks like. I mean, truly, you've got to know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like. What? And I look around, I say, well, did I create this? Right? Ask yourself, as you are where you are, did I create this? Is this a product of my imagination? I look around and say yes, because around me are the things that I love and enjoy. Do I create the things that are not quite so good? Yes, I create those too. Before anything is created, it is inside of your mind. Before Thomas Edison created a light bulb, he had an idea in his mind for creating this thing that would use electricity that would light the home. Now, I don't know what the precedent for that was. Was there something else that was created that he invented before that? I don't know. They don't talk about that, and I didn't read about it. But he had it in his mind, and it took many, many experiments. And people said, aren't you willing to give up? He said, no, I just found out another way not to make a light bulb. Right? But it is the castle of ideas. All right? So I said, your castle in the sky. So in there, if you're thinking about a home, or home that you would love to have, or an apartment that you want to be in. Or for me, a new this RV, not an RV, but a travel trailer that I had in my head for when I travel across the United States, Canada. I had this idea of this new one that I really want. And it's on my vision board. But I haven't wanted it really, I don't want to say badly, but I haven't really, it's there. If I get it, it's fine. If I don't, but a burning desire, no, because I have a travel trailer and I'm happy with it and I enjoy it. But this is like the next thing up. You know, it's like when you get a car and you see this new model, shiny model going down the road and you go, ooh, I like that, right? So this is my castle in the sky. Many things that you think about, whether that's your job or, as I said, a mate for those of you who are single, changing your circumstances and in whatever way, you create that mentally. And it may be in a world of its own as you think about it and you daydream. You are allowed to daydream. Because daydreaming and visualizing allows the creator of the universe to see and understand what your desires are. But you also have to be grateful for where you are today and grateful for this thing that is going to come into your life that hasn't shown up yet. It hasn't shown up here in the physical world. But in the invisible world, it's there. And you go, Bev, what do you mean invisible? How can it be created in the invisible? Well, as I look at it, I go, you know, it's in our minds. We build things in our minds. You know, I watched an interview with Cam, and he was talking about he thought like a Super Bowl quarterback. He put himself, and he was thinking about that. Well, yesterday didn't turn out too well, but he was a Super Bowl quarterback. He got to the Super Bowl. That thought process got them in there. What I'm going to dare to say is he did not think, and neither did his teammates, think of themselves as winners of the Super Bowl. There's a difference. You know, I think of Muhammad Ali and, you know, his flamboyancy, but he would predict, you know, when he was going to knock someone out or what that he was going to win. And he pumped himself up and he believed that he was the greatest. And guess what? He still is the greatest. Think about and how you think about you and yourself, that creates your world and your universe. Ralph Waldo Twine, which I've talked about many times, in his essay, In Tune with the Infinite, in that book, there's these words. Golden thread that runs through every religion in the world. There's a golden thread that runs through the lives and teachings of all the prophets, seers, sages, and saviors in world history. Through the lives of all men and women of truly great and lasting power. There is a golden thread that runs through the lives of all men and women of truly great and lasting power. All that they have ever done or attained to has been done in full accordance with law. What one has done, all may do. We both build from within and we attract from without. We build from within. Understand that we build from within. How we think If you think you can, you can. You think you can't. I know you've heard this before. You can. Yes, people are lucky, but lucky comes from the way they think and building on the actions that their thoughts bring them, or the ideas that the universal mind puts into their head, or the people that has shown up in their lives to give them ideas and ways to move forward. One of the famous sayings is, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. And you will find that things will show up in your life when you are determined. And you will go out and seek what you need. Continuing to read, thought is the force with which we build. For thoughts are forces. Like builds like, and like attracts like. In the degree that thought is spiritualized, does it become more subtle and powerful in its working? This spiritualizing is in accordance with law and is within the power of all. In the power of all. Let me say that one more time. Within the power of all. Everything is first worked out in the unseen before it is manifested in the seen. In the ideal before it is realized in the real. In the spiritual before it shows forth in the material. The realm of the unseen is the realm of the cause. The realm of the seen is the realm of the effect. The nature of effect is always determined and conditioned by the nature of its cause. You have the power inside of you to change your life. You are not affected by outside forces. In time of recession, there are people making money. In the time of depression, there were people making money. In the time when other people are saying, this is impossible, people do it. I still go back to nobody could break the 4-minute mile, and then one person did it, and then all of a sudden everybody was doing it. When the Wright brothers flew, there were people all over the world trying to break the idea of flight. And then not long after that, people began flying. Once it is brought into the consciousness of the world, there is breakthrough. There is a soul life that is directly from God. And this relates us to the infinite mind, infinite wisdom. And when you go into meditation and you ask for what you want, and then you act on the ideas and you move forward, and if you have to go to school, if you got to go apply for 15 jobs, if you, whatever it is, you make up your mind to go do it. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I hope the information that I've given you has taken you just one step further. If you have suggestions for the show or know someone that would like to be on the show, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Don't forget my free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle. And for more information on the circle, you can find that at meetup, that's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup@commandingyourlife.com. So, be sure to join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you, and it is so.